Sports.
Release the hounds!
With Columbus Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella.
Brought to you by Telhio Credit Union.
All right, it's that time on a Wednesday. We do it every week with the head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets, John Tortorella. It's Hockey and Hounds. It's brought to you by Telhio Credit Union. Torts is with us now. Good to have you, coach.
Hi, Anthony. Bobby, how are you?
We're doing well. That's a nice win last night. That's a solid dub. You follow up beating the defending Stanley Cup champs. I'll give you kind of a few choices on maybe what helped you along the way last night. You get a real early save from Corpy that I think, not that you would panic, but you haven't been like breaking scoreboard, so you don't want to be chasing a game again, especially from the jump. He made an early save, I think, in the third period. You had a penalty that you had to kill in the final 8 minutes, even though you had a two-goal lead. I thought that was big. The hockey gods shine on you with the Bemmer goal banked off the backboards and up and over, but PLD is the one that swats that puck at the point to keep it in. When you think about what was the most important part of the game and the win last night, what was it?
Well, those are a lot of them. I think the most important part of the game was after really struggling in the second period and just we were spectators a bit watching Montreal play. I just liked how we answered in the third period in all areas of the game. And Corpy made some big saves when he had to. Our special teams came through. I thought we much better, meaning taking time and space away. It was something that we didn't have any of that in the second period. So you're right in all the things you talked about, but in the general term, it's just how we answered in the third period after really not really a good second period at all.
You talk about the answering in the third period and Bennstrom's goal, but like what's lost in kind of the fluky nature of it is how you even got to that point and PLD being able to poke it away right there around center ice and getting that thing going. I mean, is that something you preach on it, you talk about, and you're playing hard throughout the entirety of the shift? And when you see something like that, is that something that you'll focus on and try to take off the ice and try to illustrate to the guys what that can potentially do of just trusting the process and eventually things will happen?
Yeah, you know, we spend a lot of time, Bobby, in where we say it's leading with the stick. We're looking to finish checks, although I don't think we're doing a good enough job at that. But when you're looking to finish a body check, you're always leading with your stick. The stick in today's game is talked about so much in trying to create turnovers. And it does so many good things for you because you can move it, you can extend it, you can do a lot of different things and catch the opposing player off guard. So we spend a lot of time talking about it and showing clips of it when we're doing it well or when we're doing it bad.
All right, Torch. So a lot of this, you know, balance of trying to get skill on the ice and getting goals scored. I know that I heard you talk about the other day with Sonny, you know, will he do this? Will he check? You have to think of a lot more than just sticking a talented guy out on the ice. I get that. Are the young guys showing you more? Are they doing enough of what you're asking so it'll make your decision easier to give them ice time?
Yeah, they are. And you know, I have to make a decision with the lineup tomorrow, and I still haven't even made that as far as who comes out. It's not going to be the usual suspects, Sonny, Robbie, or these guys, because I think they've played really. Bemmer, he's played really well. It's probably going to be a veteran guy. And, I know it's going to be a veteran guy. I have a number of people in mind, and that's just the way it has to go about here now, because I just – you know, as happy as I am that we beat two pretty good teams here in St. Louis and Montreal and have kind of find the watermark at a despicable 500 record, we need more out of our top guys. And I'm not going to wait anymore. I think we need to change gears a little bit in our philosophy of how we go about coaching the team in not being as patient and more or less being a little bit more active as far as how we go about our lineups and how we go about who goes on the ice.
Your relationship with Foligno is a really good one. I know you have a lot of respect for him. He got suspended. We don't have to relive that part. But now you got a little something cooking here. And I know you have to do what's best for the team, but the relationship with you and the player and how secure that is, and do you weigh that all, how a player will take it, because you have to make the best decision, but does it help when you know that that player will understand the decision more, or does it not matter?
No, I can't get too convoluted.
Okay.
I have to do my job, what I think is best for that team. I can't get too convoluted what it's going to do with a relationship, how he's going to take it. I'll be honest with you, Anthony. I came into this year, and I've told you guys that I wanted to be patient. I wanted to allow players to work through some stuff because I have coached this team for 4 years. I can't coach it the same way in year five as I did year one and two. But I don't think it's helped. I think we do have to switch gears and get involved more, and me being more involved in the locker room and really kind of plow myself in there and getting attention on how we have to play. Because I think the biggest void that I see right now at our club is we lack an identity. And shame on me for allowing that to happen. And I think I am responsible for that in getting lost a little bit in letting players and showing them the respect as far as letting them work through some stuff and me standing on the sidelines. I can't be on the sidelines anymore. We're 20 games in. We're a 500 hockey club.
And so, Torrance, as you look at that, you say you don't have an identity. If you were to put your identity on it, what you would want people to say about this team and the identity that they would have, what would you want that to be?
It is what's been said to me many times in the off season or even during the season when you talk to other coaches, a team that's hard to play against. That's the ultimate compliment to me in the game of hockey. I'm not sure about other sports, but in the game of hockey, when you are looked upon as a group that they are hard to play against, I'm proud of that. And for my guys, that's something you just love hearing. Can't say that about our club right now. Not even close.
Well, that's too bad, because I know that's something that you want to hang your hat on. You may not be the most talented team in the league, but like you said, you want to be a tough out for anybody. Go ahead, Bob.
Remember, Anthony, we're a group that talked about when all these departures left and everybody's pissed off about that. We're going to have a chip on our shoulder. I don't see that. I did see it early in the year for 8, 9, 10 games. It's there. It's in the room. But I don't see it now. And 20 games in, to not have that type of just the hardness that I think we need to have, it's concerning. But I believe it's there. I'll tell you, I think we have a good team. I think we have good people. But we have got to prepare and concentrate on who we are, and I think other things fall into place from there.
And so, Torch, you talk about that hardness and the title of being a tough team to play against, and I think that's true just about any sport, a team that you don't want to match up against for a variety of reasons. Do you think you're not getting that due to a lack of understanding of what that takes or a lack of desire to get to that point?
I think it's a lack of I'll use the word, there's a number of words in my mind. I just think it's a bit being comfortable in maybe there's not enough. And this is what this, hey, listen, guys, this is my fault. Being comfortable as a player, a coach has to understand it, you shouldn't be comfortable, because I think if you're comfortable, you've just lost your edge a bit and you're not on top of your game. This is my responsibility, the head coach of this hockey club, to bring that out of each and every player and have them play under a team concept. I have gone a different route early this year because I thought we were able to handle it, and I have misjudged that. And we have to make corrections. And we've discussed this as a team with the coaching staff, and we're going to try to get about our business to try to. It's a very important time of our year coming up here, and we're going to try to take care of business here.
John Tortorella, Hockey and Hounds, brought to you by Telhio Credit Union here on The Fan. So I'll ask it this way. You know, Nicky comes back. Is it more important for you then to have the guys on the ice that will match the identity you're talking about, or the guys on the ice that gives you the best ability from a skill standpoint? If you know what I'm saying, like, I know that's got to be a really tough decision. So I'm trying to weigh, like, what's in your mind on What do I need more of? A guy who fits that identity that I'm looking for that will lead to success, or the guy that's maybe going to give us the best chance to win skill-wise?
Well, I'll answer it this way. The guy that isn't playing to the identity is probably struggling offensively.
Yeah.
And to kind of go, I just think the identity and the way we need to play as an individual and then collectively as a team is the whole foundation of what you're going to be as a player and the best you can be. And so I hope you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I think I'm answering your question. Yeah, so there's no question having an identity and buying into that identity is very important. It's a different game, guys. Athletes are different, and it's very frustrating to me that you have to police it all the time to play hard. It absolutely drives me crazy that I can't just, all right, guys, figure it out. I mean, veteran guys, to take care of that. But if I have to babysit it, I'm going to babysit it because it's my job to make that read. And I have allowed it to go down the wrong road a little bit too far now, so I'm going to get involved.
All right. I wanted to mention to you a couple things here on Hockey and Hounds. You know, I mentioned to you last week about the veteran charity Animal Services, and I want you to know we got a great response out of that. And there's even, and I can't really announce it now, but there is a business that was listening, and they want to sponsor a fundraiser to help VCAS. And so I think it's going to be a great deal for us, and it just kind of was birthed on talking about that's the Veteran Animal Companion Services. Dr. Heather Lane, who created that, and how it's enriching the lives of veterans and military families by pairing them with dogs. And we know the benefit of that human-animal bond. You and I know that very well. And so that's a great response off the show last week. I'm going to – yeah, it is fantastic that people responded. I got a special request today from a dog in Morrow County, a Morrow County dog shelter that's up north. His name is Charlie, and he's a coon hound, but he's very friendly. It's nothing. He's not a problem or of any kind. He's got good energy. He's fun, lovable. But sadly enough, I've been alerted to the fact that he's heartworm positive, which is a very, very dangerous thing for a dog. And I preach that all the time. I know it's very tough. It's a monthly deal. It's so important. It becomes really, really tough when a dog gets infected by a mosquito. It's carrying that virus. Anyway, he's at the shelter, and we need to kind of give him more of a quiet place to hold him while they treat him. So I'm looking for a rescue or a foster who would help care for Charlie over the next several months, which I know isn't easy, but I'm putting it out there. None of these are easy. So it would be kind of a middle-term foster of about 4 to 6 months while he gets his treatment for his heartworm, and hopefully he'll recover. He'll eventually stay in the prison program where he, after he completes his treatment, the prison program where, you know, they have prisoners to help train. It's a really good program. It helps the dog socially, so he would live there. But if you live north of town, this dog gets its treatments in Mount Gilead, which is about 45 minutes north of Columbus. The friends of the Morrow County Animal Shelter and our volunteer Amber, who's such a wonderful, wonderful woman, is going to pay for his treatment costs. So there's no expense to the rescue or foster. I want to put that out there. All he needs is to get his injections for a little bit over a 4 to 6 month period. Then he'll be tested for the heartworm. We just want to give him the best chance he can. And the shelter is very tough to monitor the energy level and the excitement and all that. That's important. When a dog is heartworm positive, you can't have a lot of activity because that affects the heart and lungs, and it keeps the rapid process of the heartworm going, which we want to obviously end. So Charlie, who is in Morrow County Dog Shelter, needs a foster and someone that would be willing to kind of go the extra mile for him. And then we'll help you along the way. So I'm putting it out there, Torts. We need someone for this.
Every time you put something like that out there, someone answers, don't they, on our show here? So I'm hopeful also that there's going to be some help there.
Yeah, it's a good one, and he deserves a chance. It's always a shame, and that's why you got to be very careful with heartworm. And so I want to help Charlie at Morrow County. So if you can help me, get a hold of me at the station here. You can call our main number, of course, our hotline, you know, our 821-9710 number, area code 614. And if you can help us, if you live a little north of town, Delaware or north, to get him to Mount Gilead for his treatments, that would be wonderful. So thank you for letting me put that out there. And you and I will stay in touch. Have a good game against Detroit this week tomorrow.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. That's John Tortorella. Hockey and Hounds brought to you by Tell Higher Credit Union. Tell Higher Credit Union, especially around the holidays. If you need a loan, they got great rates. And more importantly, they're supporting what we do with Torts and helping these animals. Very, very important. So if you can help out Charlie, I'll help you along the way. And we'll do this as a team. All right, coming up next, NFL two-minute drill will get you everything going on in the league. Carpenter and Rothman on the Fan.
The undisputed leader in talking about nothing. Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.